The purpose of Wealth Talk is to educate, inform, and hopefully entertain you on the subject of building your wealth. Wealth Builders recommends you should always take independent financial, tax, or legal advice before making any decisions around your finances.
Welcome to episode 91 of Wealth Talk. My name is Christian Rodwell, the membership director for Wealth Builders, and I'm joined today by our founder, Mr. Kevin Whelan. Hi, Kevin.
Hello, Chris. Good to be with you again.
I know. And already we are at the end of January. So how are you getting on with your New Year's resolutions?
Chris, I've got a 100% track record.
How could that be?
Always meeting my New Year's resolutions.
How do you do it, Kevin?
Very, very easy. I never, ever set one. And the reason for that is I don't believe in them. I think they're fundamentally flawed. Because a resolution, if you think about it, is a something to put on your to-do list, like lose a few pounds, give up something, you know, do something. And it's temporary. It's always temporary. I'm sure anybody who's set a resolution has realized that. What I subscribe to is not setting to-do list and checklist goals, but to commit to processes. And if you commit to a process, that means it isn't something you do this week or this January. It's a commitment to a process that you do today, tomorrow, next week, this month, this year. And that's never truer than when you're building wealth. So you don't suggest I've got a goal for my wealth. You commit to a process. And the process is what we do at Wealth Builders, Chris.
We do. We do. And of course, you've said it many times before in the podcast, but never let 30 days go by without taking some action towards building your wealth. And when you have a process in place, then it's easy because you have accountability and you have a structure. And we see that really is what holds so many people back is they don't have a clear plan. And if you don't have a plan, then you're going to be all over the place.
Yeah, exactly right, Chris. So, you know, I think we've been spending some time over recent weeks really just trying to hone that plan so it is easy to follow. And what's great about wealth building is really it's a combination of scientific process and then how it applies to you, which is the artistry of your own creativity. So it's like a beautiful, beautiful bridge. It's a combination of science and art. And that's why I like wealth building so much, because it's works for the creative people and it works for the scientific.
Yeah. Now, we actually launched Wealth Builders memberships coming up for nearly 2 years, Kevin, and it's evolved a lot over that time. And our founder members who joined us at the beginning will have seen that evolution. And the program and the structure itself now has really developed to a point where we are now updating that for 2021. So previously, we obviously got the 7 steps to wealth, and we've actually restructured that into a 9-step roadmap, which has got 3 clear phases to it. And the first phase is really building confidence, because we know that many people have got fear and they've perhaps, you know, tried things in the past which haven't worked out. So it's all about building confidence in stage one and just getting really clear on what your reason why is. So we always say, start with why, get clear on what the gap is between where you are, where you want to get to, and then start building that confidence, start taking those small steps. And then it's second level from there is about building knowledge. So that's where we really dive in and we start teaching about the 7 different ways to build wealth with the 7 pillars, and then understanding that you must use leverage. And then once you've got clear on those things, then it starts to get easier to decide which is the right strategy for you to focus on based on all of those things, such as your wealth dynamics and your targets. And then the third phase is about building assets. And that's where you work one-to-one with a wealth coach, start turning the wheel of wealth, which again is a very specific process, Kevin, and then tracking your results and then really compounding and accelerating upon that to move towards security and then towards independence.
There you go. Summarize it very well. And I think we've got a download of that, Chris, haven't we? Sort of the 3 different stages, and each one builds upon the other, you know, building confidence, building knowledge, building assets. You know, it's a very easy to follow process and it doesn't overwhelm anybody. I mean, that's, I think, how the program's been evolving. It's to reduce the overwhelm because so many people get stuck with trying to see the end of the picture as opposed to just starting and making some small steps and progresses. And I think in reality, as we see it mapped out, Chris, it begins to show people a journey of transformation, not just a transformation of money from having often when people start at the very low level or sometimes even zero level of recurring income from assets, but it moves them to a place where we're confident that with the right commitment to the process from them, they can achieve financial security, then onwards to independence, normally within 3 to 7 years. So for most people, it's not a get-rich-quick scheme. It's a process that you follow that takes about 5 years on average. And for most people, 5 years worth of good effort, good support, and enjoying that journey as well, not making it hard work and a slog, is a much better way to create certainty than just simply hoping that things will work out over a 35 or 40 year career where you build really not very much, but accept, you know, really some false securities thinking everything's going to work. But we know, just look at current times, you know, how often that just doesn't. So good times now to get to create the time to sort of evaluate the process and take from whatever you can from, you know, from the process we've written, download it. Chris, you can tell people where to go and get that, can you?
Absolutely. Yes. Head to wealthbuilders.co.uk/roadmap and you can download a very colourful PDF and you can see clearly there the start to finish that we've just talked about there, a place from financial insecurity, which is where the 95% are, Kevin. And every one of these nine steps, anybody who has built wealth in the past has had to move through these nine steps. They've had to begin getting clear in themselves, you know, what are they great at? How do they get into flow? And so we start with that. Then we start with getting really clear on what the end goal is, as we said. And another important aspect of the foundation, Kevin, is the protection. So, you know, making sure that you're really keeping a good check on the finances, make sure that you're not, you know, money going out. And that's where we focus on debits process. But then, of course, the roof element as well, which is vitally important.
Yeah, all these things we've spoken about before, Chris. So I'm sure it will be a useful reminder for many, but for those who don't know the program. But we've had some good news from and some good reviews, Chris, from people who are in the program, right?
Yeah, talking about progress. So Tom has commented on Trustpilot, latest review. I've been really impressed from the get-go with the structure and approach of the wealth building course. Kevin and Christian both have a huge resource of knowledge and an abundance of passion for what they do and for helping others. There is also a fantastic community of like-minded people providing support and advice. I'd highly recommend this course to anyone serious about getting out of the rat race and finding long-term financial security and independence. So thank you, Tom, for that. And then following up close behind is NSAY. This is an amazing platform put together by a great leader with integrity, Mr. Kevin Whelan. I will urge anyone wishing to join the group not to hesitate in doing so. And I've recommended it to my friends who I know will benefit from being a member just as I have. I'm so grateful for the constant support and encouragement that they've shown within just a few months of me becoming a member.
There you go. So anyway, so all good fun. And, you know, we're going to be doing a bit more. We thought we'd be out of this process by now, Chris, in terms of, you know, the dreaded C word. But I think what we're going to do is do a few more podcasts. Interesting, Chris, you know, a few more socially reaching things. So podcasting is fine because people can listen to that and they can record it and use that recording rather for their own time leverage. But I think one of the interesting things is we're seeing a lot more technology being used now, aren't we? And we're going to be doing something on Clubhouse, which is all the rave right now. So that will be starting probably early Feb, when we'll be kind of really diving into people being able to ask questions themselves live, you know, because nobody can ask us a question here, can they really, unless they're in the program or they send a question in, but it's harder. So we can post kind of link to where we'll be doing something on Clubhouse. So you can tune into Clubhouse wherever you are in the world and talk to us directly, Chris. So that will be coming out probably somewhere around about probably mid-February, somewhere around the 10th of February, I think.
Okay, yeah. And you've already tested the waters on Clubhouse, haven't you, with Ellie and Ellie Mackay, who was our guest on episode 85 in December. How did that go?
Oh, Ellie's just, you know, she's so enthusiastic and she's just a brilliant host and a wonderful sharer. So I've invited Ellie to kind of co-host. Not to take any thunder away from you, Chris. I love the podcast with you, but she's a whiz at that, and she's fast and furious on her feet, and she's just great to be associated with. And she's a keen wealth builder too, so we can't wait to be, you know, sharing a bit more directly. And it keeps me on my toes because she'll be able to guide people to answer or ask the questions, and I'll be able to hopefully answer for as many people who care to join. We don't know how it's going to go, Chris, but we're excited about the opportunity to let people get to know us a little bit more personally than we've ever really done before.
Yeah, sounds good. And if anyone's wondering what is this Clubhouse, then search online, get Clubhouse. It's only for iPhone users at the moment, I'm afraid. But it's a new social media app, and it's kind of like a radio station. So there's very little chat or links. It's just purely listening and being part of the conversation. And yeah, it's really catching on. So if you're an iPhone user, then do check the show notes and make sure you tune in for that.
I'd say probably the best thing to do is, if you're not already, join the Facebook group, Chris, because that way, whenever we're going to do a Clubhouse Live, we'll announce it there, because you won't always pick it up from anything else, because, you know, it doesn't have a platform itself for the promotion. So although if you're a member of Clubhouse or if you've joined it, then if you follow at Wealth Builders, which is our handle on Clubhouse, at Wealth Builders, then if you follow me there, then whenever I'm going to be on, probably we'll do it every Wednesday for, you know, probably while we're in lockdown still here in the UK. So we'll probably do that Wealth Builder Wednesdays, probably for sort of 8 to 10 weeks, just to see how that goes, see what the reaction is. And hopefully, you know, people show up and it's not like doing a radio show just for you and me, Chris.
Yeah, no, that's a great suggestion about the Facebook group there. And we've hit the 2,000 member milestone as well over Christmas. So if you're not already in the free Wealth Builders community on Facebook, then search for Wealth Builders and join us there. And as Kevin says, we'll update you on all the links for everything that we're doing every week. Kevin, you're doing various webinars and kind of online speaking engagements, which obviously people can tune into as well. And tell us as well what you need help with. We are here to support you this year. We've talked about the process that we teach to our members. So come and find out a bit more of that if you like. And reach out to us. We're very welcoming, Kevin. We're always here to help, as many of the Trustpilot reviews are saying.
Yeah, which is always great to be validated. But the other thing we'll be doing this year, Chris, is we'll be doing some member spotlights, won't we? Do you want to let people know what that is?
Yeah, absolutely. So from within our membership program, we obviously have a private Facebook group where all of our members are sharing every day, and it's very active and lots of collaboration there. So we're going to be pulling out some of the great stories and great successes every month and just shining a spotlight on different members and inviting them to come and share with you once a month on the podcast. And you'll just be able to really hear the progress that they're making, some of the challenges. You know, it's not all smooth riding, and everyone has bumps in the road. So, you know, hear about the things that are not going so right, as well as the things that are going well. And we hope that you enjoy that.
Mm. The good thing about the building confidence stage, you know, that first step of three in the process of well building, Chris, is the fact that there's so many of us are ahead of our students. We know confidently when they're hitting a bump in the road, how to be there to protect them and how to be there to, you know, help them get back up and get moving again. Because any challenge that we've seen in wealth, you know, we've seen that challenge before, or if we haven't, you know, we'll work together to try and help them overcome that challenge. So, and we're seeing that now, and very much looking forward to being on the active side of helping people, particularly in these troubled times?
So, no resolutions this year and none for next year for you, Kevin.
No resolutions any year.
So it's all about getting clear on what is your process that's going to help you reach your goals this year. And if you don't have a process, if you want some help, obviously reach out to us and we'd be more than happy to speak to you and see what we can do to help.
Sure. And then anyway, you can download it for free anyway, right? So we're more than happy to share and to give and to welcome if you want to join us. But if you don't and you're not ready, just keep using our free resources and get some inspiration from some of our other members. And then hopefully it will inspire you one day to not be a drifter, not be a DIYer, and not be a delegator. Be a dynamic, take an active role in your own wealth. And on that subject, Chris, worth reminding actually, maybe worthwhile, again, as we're at the beginning of the year, for those who maybe haven't, as I said, you know, don't just set idle goals, you know, make a commitment. And maybe the commitment on the Wealth Builders Declaration of Independence might be worth just raising that again, Chris, and inviting people to make that public declaration for themselves if they haven't done so already, to say, hey, I'm committed to building my own wealth. I don't want a life of uncertainty like so many people are feeling right now. So if you could maybe put a link to that in the show notes, Chris, then you know, we can welcome new people who have made that willing commitment to be in charge of their own wealth and not let it just happen to them.
Yeah, I will absolutely include that. And when you join the Facebook group, or if you're already a member of the Facebook group, we have something called units in there, and those guide you through some videos, and you can download a copy of the declaration there and share that if you wish to do so. And final reminder, if you want to download that 9-step recurring revenue roadmap that we've been talking about today, head on over to wealthbuilders.co.uk/roadmap.
All right.
I think that's a wrap.
Thank you very much, Chris. Welcome to 2021. And until next time, my friend, see ya.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget that we are constantly updating our resources inside the Wealth Builders membership site to help you create, build, and protect your wealth. Head over to wealthbuilders.co.uk/membership right now for free access. That's wealthbuilders.co.uk/membership.